Hey there, we are Valentine in the Morning. You have found yourself the Valentine in the Morning Full Show Podcast. It's the entire show, baby, in bite-sized chunks, minus the music, minus the commercials, minus the things that get in the way of our words.
It's just all the good stuff right here for you.
The comedy, the moments of joy, the moments of tears, everything that makes our show what our show is.
But we'd still like you to listen live, if you can.
No, there's no if you can, you must. Listen, you've got to listen to our show live 5 to 10 Monday through Friday. Then if you miss anything, you can catch up with later on with this, the full show podcast. But I remind you, there's nothing like listening live and being in the moment with us who are currently telling you this on tape. That's been recorded previously. Don't pay any attention to that. Now sit back and enjoy the full show replay of Valentine in the Morning.
Get up!
Valentine in the Morning. 104.3
MyFM. My fam, it's Valentine in the Morning. I was pitching a topic as we start the show. I was pitching a topic off the air. Nobody wants to do it. Whoa. What actor from the Hallmark Channel drives you crazy? Text in right now, 31043.
I bet we would get some response.
Do it, 31043. Listen, I love Candace Cameron Bure.
Thank Candace Cameron Bure.
But just like one little promo they do or something like that drives me crazy. I love her acting. I love her shows. It's fine. And she's like one of the stars of Hallmark.
Yeah.
There's one thing. Anybody else a Hallmark Channel watcher?
No, I'm Googling Hallmark movies so I can look at the actors.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can name a Hallmark actor.
Yeah.
But I'm looking.
Do you have Hallmark on your TV?
Yes.
You and the fraternity brothers all get around watching Hallmark movies?
Yeah, all the time. Every Tuesday.
I love Lacey Chabert.
Lacey's the best. Love Lacey.
She'll pop up a lot.
Yeah.
And then the math whiz.
Winnie Cooper. What is her name?
Danica McKellar.
Yes.
Thank you.
Love her. And Candace, I love you. Don't take it the wrong way. And it's a script probably. But there's one little promo they run and they go, maybe they're promoting like a radio channel or something. I'm not sure what it is. But you can hear stories from all of your beloved Hallmark actors like me, Candace Cameron Bure. And I can never hear myself going, and you can hear stories from all of your beloved MyFM hosts, like me, Sean Valentine.
Yeah, we wouldn't put an adjective there.
Yeah, that beloved drove me crazy. And because of that word beloved in that promo, I've been going nuts.
Oh, no.
And I'm like on this, Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh, no.
If anybody else has seen that, text in 31043. Maybe I'm daydreaming, but what actor do you hate from the Hallmark Channel?
I did watch A Nashville Christmas Carol because Dry Bar shows Hallmark movies. That's all they show now during the holidays. And I watched that while I was getting my hair done. Very cute.
Hmm. Dry Bar sounds like where you go if you're an alcoholic and you're trying to give it up.
Dry Bar?
Yeah. Been hitting the Dry Bar. Dude, hang in there, man. You can do this.
Good for you.
Hitting that Dry Bar. All they serve is cranberry juice with nothing in it. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very nice. It was really good. What?
No, I want to hear it. Something else popped up.
Okay. No, it was a great couple of days off. Had a lovely time. I was running late this morning, and I think it was because I got too much sleep last night. I got into bed around 5 p.m.
Jill.
And then I woke up late. I'm like, I think I got too much sleep.
Yeah, that's a coma. That's not sleep.
That's not good.
John. How was your Thanksgiving, buddy?
It was awesome. Yeah. And your pie was amazing. I told my mom that I made the pie just to get an honest reaction.
Yeah.
And then I told her after that you did, and I actually have her reaction so we can play that here too.
Oh, good. Good. So nobody got the bum pie, as far as we know?
It was delicious.
Definitely wasn't mine.
My family loved that pie.
Now, listen, here's the thing. Valerie, come on in here. If it's not the truth, tell me the truth, because a baker needs to hear.
My family loved it.
Was a crust too hard? Crust is too
hard. No one said one negative thing about it.
Valerie, talk to me about the pie.
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
So I didn't put baking soda in somebody's pie? Really, what sugar must have been in?
Had to have been.
It was normal. Yeah.
Or I just really like baking soda.
Nah, you would have noticed because if I put baking soda instead of sugar, it would have stood out.
My dad loved it.
Shut up.
He would not.
Saying this makes me feel good.
Please.
Right hand to God.
Right hand to God.
Let me see their hand. Okay.
Both hands to God.
Wait, are you Christian?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he would not stop talking about this. He was like, tell Valentine, I love this. It's
I
so
love
good.
This guy.
My
I
mom
love
went
this
back
guy.
To my sister's the next day just to have another slice because they left it there.
This. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I should have charged you guys.
I would have paid for it, for sure.
Mom liked the pie. Wow.
Mom
and you got
loved
her reaction.
The
oh
pie.
My God. Brian, you love the pie?
It was fantastic.
Covered yours in ice cream, though, right?
Well,
Smart move.
A delicious combination.
Good for you. I'm happy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I made some scones. Now I sound like I'm the oldest person in the world right now. I made some scones for my mom.
Yeah.
Holy carp. When you try these things, they take like 4 sticks of butter. You're going to die. Like, literally die, but it'll taste so good when you die.
I might as well go out happy.
Yeah, you're going to love the scones. And I made last night I went for an old school classic because they were just sitting on the counter getting banana bread. Oh. It was beautiful as well. Guys, I've missed my calling. I'm going to open up a bed and breakfast.
You should.
And feed people pie. Yeah.
Valentine's sounds like a good bakery, actually.
Doesn't it? Valentine's?
Valentine's Bakery.
I thought I was going to do like a hair salon for a while. Valentine's in Santa Clarita.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, another big surprise before we go to Tony Jordan for traffic. I won $38 million in lottery in Santa Clarita.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah,
oh,
hooray.
Sure, sure.
You guys know that somebody in Santa Clarita won $38 million, right?
Wait, what?
I actually didn't know that. What?
I didn't know that.
Look it up. $38 million in Santa Clarita.
I assume if it was you, you wouldn't be sitting here.
Why wouldn't I?
No, he would.
He
would.
You never know with him. It wasn't him.
It was sold in Santa Clarita. One of our neighbors.
Plum Canyon?
Hello. $38 million.
Wow. It's not you.
Oh, it's me. I'm out. Tony Jordan has the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Valentine in the morning. Oh. 104.3 My FM. Three things you need to know right now.
6:22. It is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 My FM. The new Omicron variant. It doesn't even sound like it's the right name. It's called Omicron.
I think maybe it's Omicron.
Omicron.
Believe.
I feel like it's missing a letter, like it should be Omicron. That sounds cooler.
Let's just call it.
It does sound cool.
Well, we can't change the name of a variant.
Can we?
Anyway, the big O variant. Oh, we can't call it that either.
No.
So this variant of the coronavirus has now been reported in North America after first appearing in Africa and Europe. Canadian officials announced yesterday the variant's been discovered in Ontario. It also appeared yesterday in the Netherlands, Denmark, and Australia. Scientists are working to determine if Omicron is more transmissible than other variants and causes more severe symptoms. I got my booster this weekend. I went into CVS, just walked in. I called him up as I was driving past. I go, hey, man, you got that booster for brother just walking past? And the guy goes, yeah. So I went in. I got my booster.
Good.
Hanukkah, the 8-day Jewish festival of lights, began last night at sundown. The Hebrew calendar matches up with the lunar cycle, which is why sometimes Hanukkah starts in late November, and other times it starts near the end of December. It's crazy. Last night, there were several public menorah lighting ceremonies across Southern California. Happy Hanukkah. John has got these sports.
Last night, the Rams lost 36-28 to the Green Bay Packers. It was a rough night for Matt Stafford, but wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. scored his first touchdown as a Ram in the fourth quarter. So we're starting to see some goodness from him. We also did get a Charger loss, 28-13 to the Broncos. So both LA teams will have a shot to bounce back this Sunday.
Coming up, we have for you a chance into our private party at Knott's Berry Farm. It's private. We shut down the park. It's just me, Jill, John, Brian, Lisa, Dave, Mario, Lisa's boyfriend, Eric, John Peek, Sabrina from Promotions, and that's it. That's it. You and us, Knott's Berry Farm, taking over the entire park. Your chance to win, coming up, Maroon 5, Memories, 104.3, My FM.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks.
Valentine in the morning. Yeah. 104.3 My FM.
Memories bring back, memories bring back your...
104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. Jill has exited the studio. I was telling a story off the air. She goes, oh yeah, great story. Love that story. Legendary story. I'll be right back. Just walked out.
Walked right out
of the studio. She's doing something. I don't know. So anyway, that's my story. Oh, she's back.
Man, right. That was beautiful.
I told the story.
I missed the story.
I thought I knew everything about you, but right. That was very enlightening.
Thank you, Brian. Thank
Sorry,
you for
I
sharing
it.
That. Just walked out in the middle of the story.
I know, because I had to get this done quick.
Running behind.
That thing. Yeah.
So running behind.
She had a thing.
I had a thing.
Yeah.
She had to do a thing outside of the studio. We don't know what that thing was, but she did her thing, so her thing is done. So, John, set this up. I made pies for the entire show, which, by the way, I forgot to make one for my family.
Whoa.
That went over like a lead balloon.
Oh, no.
Luckily, I had made a pie in the previous days, so Colin still had that pie, but it wasn't like a fresh pie on Thanksgiving. It was a pie made like 2 days prior, but he still liked that. Anyway,
Thank you.
For screwing over your family.
So I brought your pie to my Thanksgiving with my mom, my grandma, my best friend, just a small little table.
Yes.
And as I brought it, I knew that if I told her that you had made the pie, Valentine, that she would automatically just say it was good. And I was like, you wanted an honest response. So I was like, Mom, I want an honest response out of you. So I told her originally that I made the pie. And I'm like, Mom, I need you to critique me so I can do better next year.
Oh, yes. This is smart. Yes. This is good.
So I took a video of me giving her the pie for the first time and telling her to give me an honest response for it.
Okay, let's all watch the video. Or listen to the audio. Here it comes.
All right, Mom, what do you think of my pumpkin pie that I made myself? And be honest.
I will honestly say this is better than Costco.
Okay.
Better than Sam's Club.
Wow. Okay.
The crust on the bottom's a little hard.
Okay.
The spices in your pumpkin are to die for.
Yes. Really?
And I swear this on your life, which you know means, would I lie or not?
A lot. No, I would hope so.
That's how good his pie is.
Wow. 1 to 10. What would you give it?
I'd give it an 8.5.
8.5. Ooh.
Huge. So well, that's really impressive.
Valentine made the pie.
She then goes to say, that's why it was so good. And I was like, you don't trust me to make an 8.5 out of 10 pie?
You can make it. You can make it. And honestly, it is better than a Costco pie. Thank you very much. And those are legendary pies around town.
Legendary.
I knew the crust was too much. You know what happened? I'm trying to experiment with convection ovens. And people, if you know this stuff, reach out to me personally. Let me know how to do it. I think what I was supposed to do was drop it down 25 degrees with a convection oven, the suggested temperature.
Okay.
And keep it for the same amount of time. And I forgot to do that until halfway through. I was like, ugh. And then there was a chance I was drinking when I was making these.
A chance or a little more
pretty,
than a
pretty
chance.
Pretty good chance. So yeah. I was like, did I put sugar in that or was that baking soda?
Our families love the pies though.
I felt so bad. My mom teared up because she was like, I can't believe you actually took the time to take Thanksgiving seriously and like make a pie at home. She was so proud of me.
Yeah.
Until I told her you made the pie. And she was like, of course, I should have known.
Oh.
I was like, oh, man.
I'll make you a pie next time you just tell her you made it. I'll make it like a little off, you know? But the spices are on point in that thing, man. The nutmeg just jumps out of that.
They were so good.
Yeah, right?
So good.
Cloves. A little secret right there. Nutmeg, cloves, and what are we doing, a cooking show? 6:30, it is Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
Coming up, we get a chance to tickets into our private holiday party at Knott's Berry Farm. If you want in to join us, you can win those tickets in just a few minutes. Family four packs, right, Brian?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So we're all going to be there, including Brian's dirtbag friends. But we'd love to have you at this party with 104.3 MyFM.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
On 104.3 MyFM. Valentine in the morning. What's up?
104.3
MyFM.
I'm Tony Jordan with Valentine in the morning on 104.3 MyFM.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. It is 6:37. This is 104.3 MyFM. I just saw a headline of a maple syrup shortage. No.
How does that
happen?
There can't be.
I don't know. Somebody just didn't get enough maple syrup to somebody else. That's how it happens usually. Weather today, sunny, windy, warm, temp 70s to low 80s, 57 Silver Lake, 47 Anaheim. Comes out of those trees very slow. You tap the tree and you sit there waiting for the thing, you know, like doo-doo-doo. Yeah. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
The Grammys made a last-minute switch to the nominations. I'll tell you who was added. Coming up at 6:50. And are we giving this away right now, you guys?
Yes!
We have a family four-pack of tickets into our private party at Knott's Berry Farm, which is in a couple weeks. We shut down the park just for you. We can ride all the rides, eat all the treats, drink all the drinks, see all the lights. It's going to be so much fun. Call now, 866-544-MYFM, 866-544-6936. Caller 20?
Sure.
All right.
You're in charge.
Oh, yes! Caller 20 right now.
I love how she says, eat all the food, ride all the rides, drink all the drinks.
Well, you can buy them.
Buy all the food.
Buy all the food.
Eat all the food, drink all the drinks.
Buy all the drinks, whatever you want. It's all yours.
She didn't say it was free.
Yeah, no.
She's specifically talking to Brian's friends that end up showing up every time.
Yeah. They have a lot of tasty holiday treats there.
They really do. And it's such a great place. Knott's Berry Farm for the holidays is fantastic. 866-544-MYFM. And it's not going to be crowded. It's a select amount of people we let in. So this is very, very private. The private event of the year, some might say. Right, Snoop? You got it, buddy. I thought I saw a man
born to love. Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Get that cup of coffee. We're doing first sip together. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. What are we doing first sip here, Jill?
First sip is how we start our mornings here on Valentine in the morning. But Monday's first sips are a big deal because they are starting our week off right. So Val gives us a few words of inspiration and positivity to start our day.
Somebody won $38 million in the town that I live in, Santa Clarita. $38 million in the lottery. It's a big story all over the TV news. Local person wins $38 million. They might be a listener of Valentine in the morning. What up, homie? Maybe they felt like this show has been a gift to them over the years, and they'd like to financially reward those on the show that have been here for a number of years, not the new guy. Maybe so. So I said to my wife, I go, God, I hope it's nobody I know. She said, why would you say that? My wife educated me. She says, why would you say that? Wouldn't you be happy for somebody that we know if they won that lottery, $38 million? And I looked at her and I said, this God is my witness. No, I would be jealous. I know it's wrong. I'd be jealous. I hope it's nobody I know. I hope it's somebody I've never met in my entire life and they don't know me. I don't know them.
I'd be jealous too, because it kind of stings a little bit more when it could have been you, somebody in your circle.
And let me tell you, that friend is out of your life. You get $38 million. They are moving on. They are sayonara. See ya. I'm living by the beach, right? She goes, no, you should be happy for that person. They'd be happy for us. I'm like, oh, no, they wouldn't.
No.
But she's right. Petty jealousies aside, that can be very hard to do. Put it to the side for a second. Be happy that somebody's life has changed forever. They no longer have to worry about their mortgage. They don't have to worry about healthcare. They don't have to worry about the things that you and I worry about. They don't worry about the price of gas. They don't have to worry about how milk costs more at the grocery store now. They don't have to worry about gifts for their kids for the holidays. I get it. We should be happy for them. I am happy for that person. This person that hopefully I don't know. My point is this. Try and be happy for people. Even though it doesn't come to us. Even though it's not knocking on your door. If you got your health, you got family, and you're loved, and there's food on your table, that's a lottery right there. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3.
My FM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
A celebrity engagement happened over the weekend with an actress we haven't really heard from in a while. I'll tell you who right after traffic.
This traffic report is sponsored by Albert
Valentine in the morning. Wake up,
get up. 1043 My FM.
1043 My FM.
Hollywood headlines. Yeah.
The Grammys made a last-minute switch to nominations. These happened last week, and rather than 8 nominees in the 4 major categories, the Grammys voted to increase the competition to 10. So that means Evermore by Taylor Swift and Donda by Kanye West were added to the Album of the Year categories. And then also Lil Nas X's Montero would not be nominated for Record of the Year if this didn't happen. Uh-huh. And then also SZA was added to the songwriting category with Doja Cat for Kiss Me More. So all of those nominees would not have happened had they voted against increasing it to 10.
I do like just hearing those names. Like if you just traveled to our, time from a different time, Lil Nas X, SZA, Doja Cat. It was funny.
It was hard for me to say, to give Lil Nas X, what's the word? Like possession, like to add the S, Lil Nas X's. Like that's how you would.
Oh,
you know what I
really?
Mean?
I didn't know that.
It was hard for me to
say Lil Nas X's?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Like if his album, if I'm saying Lil Nas X's album, it's just the X's
what
threw
if
me
Lil,
off.
What if his album was about his X's? Lil Nas X's album about Lil Nas X's.
His X's, right. And Lindsay Lohan is engaged. She got engaged to her boyfriend, Badr Shamas.
Oh,
and
God.
They posted on Instagram and Lindsay Lohan wrote, my love, my life, my family, my future. And they've reportedly been dating for about 2 years, and congrats to them. That was a name. The last time we talked about Lindsay Lohan was when there was that rumor that she was joining the Real Housewives of Dubai.
What?
But
other
than that, I don't remember really talking about Lindsay Lohan in a while, so I was happy to see that she's happy.
Good for her.
Yes.
That's nice.
I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
6:52. We do have the Battle of the Sexes coming up. 866-544-MYFM. Listen, if you've never played before, why not try right now? 866-544-MYFM. The prize, Alicia Keys' album release party. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the IR Theater?
At the theater.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who's hosting that?
I don't know. Not us.
So that's going to be a huge, huge deal. Alicia Keys is absolutely a treat. When she's coming here before, so many times we've just been endeared to her spirit. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman. 866-544-MYFM. This song, perfect for a Monday. When the chorus hits, let yourself feel this song, Katy Perry Firework, coming at you.
Plastic bag. Valentine in the morning. 104.3
My FM.
6:56 My FM. It's Valentine in the morning. Hope you guys are singing along to that song. That's an incredibly empowering song. I know it's a bit older and everything, but it's really, really good in that respect. Battle of the Sexes is coming up. Alicia Keys album release party. All week long, you can be there to hang out with Alicia Keys with 104.3 MyFM.
I do the same thing I told you that I never.